Taravos, Shinem Havalashem and Eilu. Minayim Shem Kavushinem Havalashem Kavod Vos. Minayim Shem Kedushos, Shinem Havalashem Kavod Shemo, Hishtach Havalashem Hadras Kodesh. Minayim Shem Malchios, Havalashem Shofros.
So the interesting thing is a riot to the way we explain the Mishnah, right? Because the Mishnah, you can get away saying, all right, it's extra, it's just bringing down the order.
Right.
But here you see Minayin, that it really is a limud, and it's really a special limud that it's Tzarech L'kach. So why is it Tzarech L'kach? Because the din tefillah and the shofar is matzrich, is matzrich of us, just like the din tefillah in Sfiras Dvar, and they're an ordinary tefillah.
Right, it's the same limud.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, here's a bigger riot.
Why does it bring down the
Minayim? The Mishnah you can get it, you can say, maybe say, oh, I just mentioned.
For sure.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Is this Tana Rabbanan different than the regular
Tana Rabbanan?
I mean,
it's the same source as the regular
source of Shmon Esrei during the week?
It's the same exact
Russian.
So wasn't it already addressed though?
To me, so the only way to explain it is that it's the din tefillah and shofar. Okay, go ahead.
Minayin shomrim malchus zechonos v'shofros. Rabbi Elazar omer dechsiv shabbos zechon shua mikra kodesh. Shabboson zekedushas hayom. Zichron and zechonos shua elu shofros mikra kodesh katsheu v'asiyas malacha. Amar Rabbi Akiva ne'malu ne'mar shabboson shofros shabbo.
One second, slowly.
You left out Malchios.
I see one defined as Machlekes.
You also left out Malchios.
He what?
It says Minayin Shomer Malchios Zichron Shofros. It doesn't even explain Malchios. It just substitutes Kedushas Yom.
Yeah, that's correct.
It should have Minayin Shomer Kedushas Yom Zichron Shofros.
Right, in other words, the Pasuk says Kedushas Hayom, Zichronos, and Shofros. And Malchus, the Gemara is going to draw from another source.
Right.
Okay, that's okay.
No, but why is the Brisa say Minayin Shomer Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros? It's not going to prove that Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros. It's going to prove Zichronos, Shofros, and Kedushas Hayom.
Well, it's going to get back to it.
Is that a new Brisa, though?
Yeah, it's like Tanya, it's like a new Brisa almost. Tanya, Rabbi Omer. It sounds like the Brisa thinks it. Like the first Tana Rabbana.
So the Minayin Malchus is Tanya. I mean, the Brisa, it's two separate Brisas.
It sounds like it, right?
Unless so you're asking why he left out the Malchus.
Yeah, and why is it? Yeah, why is it?
Good question. That what? That why did he leave out? Why did he put in the Malchus?
Yeah. Unless it thinks somehow Kedushas Yom Malchios are related.
Nah, that's a hard one. I don't know. I mean, it's relying on, sometimes you do find a price, it relies on another price.
Okay.
Okay, but anyways, what's the machlokas here?
Rabbi Akiva is leaving out, it's out of order.
Rabbi Akiva is saying it's out of order, right?
Yeah, Pesukim, the Pasuk is out of order.
So the Machlokas is what? Is Mikra Kodesh Asiyas Malacha the last one?
Or Shabbos?
Shabboson is Kedushas Hayom, Zichron Shua is Shofros. Is Zichronos, Zichron is Zichronos and Shua is Shofros. Mikra Kodesh is Shvisim and Malacha. So Rekiva says, no, that's the wrong order.
Yeah.
The order should be Shabbat Pasuk HaKos of Tchila is Shabboson should be Issa Malacha.
Right.
Alright, so you want to define it like, I mean, you don't have to, but interesting if we could.
The question with the Shabbat means Kedushas Hayom or is this Malacha?
What?
The question
with the define anything. I don't know what that means.
The question is Kedushas Hayom.
It's a little harder definition than Rashi.
Rash?
Maybe Shabbason means Moach. Take a look at Rashi. Rashi explains.
Right, isn't that what he says? Or he says? It means Malacha? Shabbason Kachia Besias Malacha?
Yeah, I understand that, but it's not because of the Mashmas of the Pasuk. He doesn't say that Shabbason is more Mashma, Shvisim and Malacha, than Mikra Kodesh. He's not arguing on the terminology.
Right,
he's arguing on a far more important idea.
Okay. What is that Rashi mean? Who bought a Hazra Malacha? She Iker. The Kach Yafa Lidrash, Horu Rishon de Mikra, the Ashvisa Rishona Lakula.
This is saying that the Isra Malacha conceptually comes first. It sets up the whole day.
It conceptually comes first, exactly. That's what he's saying. He's saying, I don't care if in terms of the simple connotation of the word, so that he's not concerned about. But what he's concerned about is the logical order. And the logical order demands that the Iker come first. And what's the Iker? Shvisa Malacha. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what is Rabbi Eliezer? I mean Shvisa Malacha. Shvisa Malacha is the Iker, because if you don't do Shvisa Malacha, you're over the whole day is bottled. If you don't blow shofar, you're lacking a big key in the yom, but you're not being vatal kedushas yom.
Isn't the machlokus whether kedushas yom comes first or whether malacha comes first?
Not
shofar. Everybody agrees shofar is third or whatever. The question is, do you put kedushas yom first or malacha first?
Do you put?
Yeah, kedushas.
You mean this machlokus here?
Yeah.
Is what is first? Is the Issa Malacha?
Right.
Is that what you mean by Kedusha Yom?
No, it's either Kedusha Malacha or Issa Malacha. It's the two separate.
He has Kedusha Sayyam and Kamsha.
Kedusha Sayyam means the tefillah.
The tefillah.
Right. Yeah. The Gemara calls Kedusha Sayyam.
Yes.
Right. So either Kedusha Yom comes first or Issa Malacha comes first.
What's Issa Malacha? It's separate.
The Gemara has.
There's a machlokas here whether Shabbason is Issa Malacha or whether Mikra Kodesh is Issa Malacha.
Right.
So, but everybody agrees it's on the other one.
But
the other one is
a separate thing. Has nothing to do with shul.
Exactly.
Is Shabbason Issa Malacha or is Shabbason Kedushas Yom?
Yes. Kedushas Yom and Tefillah.
Right.
Okay. So what's the machlokes? What is Rabbi Eliezer? That's the question I have to answer. What does Rabbi Eliezer hold? Right? Okay, so what's the machlokes?
Right?
Yeah.
You say that the more primary idea in Rosh Hashanah is Kedushas Hayom. It just needs the substratum of a yom, of a distinct yom, which comes about through Shvisa and Malacha. So like all yom tov and Shabbos have Shvisa and Malacha, that sets up the day from a yom chol. So you need that as a platform to be able to have the Kedushas Hayom of the tefillah, but the essence of the yom is conceptually the kedushas yom itself. So the question is, in terms of the drash, is it more which one you dorish first? You dorish the one which is the essence of the yom, or that which is the platform upon which that essence must rest?
Okay. Yeah, good. Explaining it. Yeah.
So is that
kedushas yom means what? Means tefillah.
Kedushas yom means tefillah. It means the explanation of the character of the day. What the ideas are, the essential ideas in the day. But that those ideas couldn't exist if you didn't first have a day. So you have to have Shvisa Malacha, because otherwise it's just the Yom Chol. It doesn't, there's no Yom upon which to place the ideas. So the ideas must have Shabbos, has Shvisa, to set it apart, and then you have the ideas.
You mean the objective of the day is the Kedushas Hayom.
Right.
That's good. The objective of the day is Kedushas Hayom. And Lahaski Zechronim Lavinim Shabashamayim. So that's really Kedushas Hayom. So that's why you have Issa Malacha.
Right.
But the objective is the Kedushas Hayom and the Tefillahs. So, or do you say that what?
Yeah, the other side now is problematic. This is a strong, very strong position.
Okay, what does the other side say?
That you can't have that without the Shvisa. So what comes first is the Shrisa. Shrisa sets the stage for that. So in terms of the drash, you have to first set up, they first talk about the Yom, and then you can talk about the idea, the objective, which it's coming to fulfill.
Okay, I made a very strong argument for the objective.
What's that?
This seems to pale in significance. It seems to be like an accident in a greater...
Right.
Even in terms of drash, you say you can't talk about without a Yom. So first you have to be Dorish the Yom.
In other words, what Rabbi Akiva told Rabbi Eliezer, he said to him in plain terms, he said, it's very nice that the objective is the Kedushas HaYom and the Amiras Tefillah and the Tzkiyas. But that's nice philosophy. But in halachic structure, the Kedushas HaYom is the essence. Like I said before, if a person doesn't blow shofar, he wasn't Machal Yantif. But if a person doesn't keep the Yisra Malachi, he's Chil Yantif, he's Chayav Malkus. So Rabbi Akiva says you should go by the halachic structure, not by the Tam HaDavar. But the halachic structure is the way the formula of the pasuk should follow. So that's the machlokas. It's an interesting machlokas. In other words, machlokas, it would seem to be a general machlokas.
Mm-hmm.
That how do you darshan psukim? Is it the objective that's superior? Or is it the halachic entity that is structured as the essence?
Right.
Right?
The vehicle bringing about that objective.
That's correct. Because that's in halacha, the Issa Malacha is the major structure. Yeah, it's there because of the objective. If you didn't have the objective, you wouldn't have it. But when you encounter the halachic system, what do you encounter first? Kedushas HaYom. I mean, Issa Malacha. I mean, Issa HaYom.
Right.
Usually,
Kedushas means Issa Malacha. That's what's confused.
Are you saying it's...
That's not what Atav
HaKhatanu
is. It's not what
the Brachah... Well, Atav HaKhatanu is telling you that it's... The whole essence of the day is the what the essence of the day is.
You see, like,
it's a generic day with other Yom Tov, no? When it's the same Brachah...
Yeah, but it's not... But that's not true, because over here, it's structured that way. But the purpose of the purpose of the day is Melech HaKol HaRetz Mekadosh Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron. That's how you chosim in what do you call it, in Kedushas HaYom.
You chosim in Shachar is also Yom HaZikaron. It's not just
that. Batit Moshe Mekinu B'Yavah is Yom
HaZikaron.
Yom HaZikaron. Yom HaZikaron.
Right. And then Shachar is Yechosim, Yom HaZikaron.
Yom HaZikaron. So that comes first, because you have to enunciate what it is first. So for your first thing in Tefillah is to enunciate what it is. It's Yom HaZikaron. But in that Yom HaZikaron, but that's why you have the Kedushas HaYom. I mean the Issa Malacha. I'm too used to using it the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's the Machlokes. It seems to be a universal Machlokes. Which way the adoption? Okay, so go ahead. Let's go a little further.
Okay. Minayin Shomrin Malchios.
Yes.
Tanya Rebbe Omer, Ani Hashem Alkechem.
Chusev.
What's Chusev? Do we need a
Chusev?
It's the end of the Parsha right before him.
Right before the Parsha of Chodesh
HaShvi. Right, Ani Hashem Alkechem, Chusev, Chodesh HaShvi.
Right.
Zim Malchios. Rashi, Ani Hashem Alkechem, Bil Ani Lager Tazo, V'samach L'Chosh Shvi Zichron Shurua, Ani Hashem Alkechem, Hu Lashon Ani Adon Lachem. So that's Malchus. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Omer, Ein Atzar, Harei Omer, V'hayu Lachem Zichron Lefnei Alkechem, Shein Tamal Omer Ani Hashem Alkechem, Ma Tamal Omer Ani Hashem Alkechem, Zeb Bona Av, V'chol Makum Shnei Rabbah Zichronos, Yiyu Malchus Imahem.
Okay. Yeah, just a second. You think, because that's not really Tzkiyas. That's really Chatzotros.
Right.
Right?
Right. But still Zikaron.
Still Zikaron.
Right.
That must be the right for the Rosh Hashanah hold. You don't have to have knowledge to Ramban. That if you have a Malach Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, it's got the Machatzos of Zal, Sechem, Ozif, Chesham, Echem, Echem, Lerosom, Fnekechem, and Yashem, Echem. Okay. It's a somewhat of a right. But anyways, but what is the Machlokas? What's the Machlokas here?
But the Pesukim are funny, though, because the Pesukim are funny, because Ani Hashem Lekechem is on, talking about Shavuos. Is it at the end of the Parsha on Shavuos, and then it's a new... It's not even connected to...
Which one?
It's the Parshios.
Manasaniyam.
It's the Parshios, right?
Smichas Parshios.
It's still different. It's still a funny way to bring him up.
What is the Machlokas and how you learn? Is there any difference, I mean, in concept? I'm going to the second way.
Simply, it's like a hechsher for zechronos.
That's right. But you can't have the zechronos and the shofros without a miras malchus.
Right.
Good. Okay, very good. Let's go.
Let's go to point two. We said the position of the Mishnah.
Yes.
And everything emanates from malchus.
Malchus, yes.
But what just was bothering us is that, like, you would think malchus, zechronos, and shofros, like, the Torah should teach them together. Why is it splitting up malchus and, like, teaching it? People say the smichas is a parshas one. It's doing like it implicitly through a smichas from some other parsha. Why isn't it malchus and shofros together as one entity?
You mean why the limb? Why does it like the limud like that?
Yeah, I mean, I know it's a funny question, but it's like it's the zechronos and shofros are explicit. Malchus is like an implication through smichas from a different parsha.
I don't know if we can go into those in more. It's very odd.
Right.
But, we don't know how to learn pasuk. So I don't think we'll get to follow that. Unless you have something. If you have a shot, then you can say conceptual difference, that's important.
No, well.
That the conceptual difference is the one that's important. Is it another entity?
Right.
Or is it a vehicle? It's a necessity.
Right. So on to say, like, that really it's, according to everybody, it's really for the Zechronos.
Right.
The machlokas is how is malchus a hechsher for zechronos? Is it if like you're involved in malchus lishma, like for the key of malchus itself? And why you're doing malchus for malchus itself? Now, if you do that, then in mela you have zechronos. Or is it that like the key of malchus is in the zikaron? Like you're really doing malchus, but you want zechronos, so you say, okay, now I'll do malchus in order to get zikaron. Then I say it's really I want zechronos, now I have to do malchus a hechsher. The other way is no, you're involved in Malchus Lishma for its own sake, and now implicitly that gives you the Chodesh HaShvi, and you have all the Zichron and Shuro. But it's always being brought in as a for the Yom, as a means to bring about the Yom.
You understand what I mean?
That's what he's trying to say.
That what? No, I thought we were saying the opposite.
The first side is saying it's a kimif neatzmo.
Right.
Yes.
I'm agreeing to that. I'm just saying that the means of bringing about zikaron is being involved in machios for lishma, for itself. You can't. It's
what do you have to say that for? Why do you say it's through mechayvim?
Well, I'm trying to explain why it was split off and put in.
No, I'll tell you what the nafkamina will be. That if you're going to say it's a separate mechayiv, so if you say machios, you have a kiyum. But if you say it's only there because it's really Zechronos is the essence, but you need the Malchus for the Zechronos, if you just say the Malchus, like you said, nothing.
Or if you forget the Malchus.
Right.
Or if you just leave out Malchus and
right.
Say Zechronos and Zechronos.
Right. Okay, let's go.
Is there anything more about the Malchus?
Yeah, there's Malchus. They're all Malchus, yeah. I know I was thinking that too. They're all Malchus. They're all Malchus.
Do we answer why there's a specific limud for the Kedushas Hayom here? Is there, by every yantif, do we need a separate pasuk that teaches you that you need Kedushas Hayom?
Yeah, but this is a different type of Kedushas Hayom. Because this is a functional Kedushas Hayom, Mahalo Zechonaya. It's a whole different type of a function. The other Yom Tovim is the function Yom Tovim is a theme, but it's really Mikdash to be Karvo Hashem. But this isn't. That's why it's not Shal Shigal. It's a separate theme by itself. So it's a whole different structure. Okay, I will work too.
Over Hechan Omra the Kedusha Sayyam. Tanya Rabbi Omer im Hamalchios Omra. Mamatzina Bachomakum Brevius Afkam Brevius. Rashim Begumli Omer im Zachronos Omra. Mamatzina Bachomakum Bemsa Afkam Bemsa.
Okay, try that one for size.
Yeah.
Should we continue to the end?
No, we gotta you gotta define this. I don't think it's gonna help you. Mar Brachas says that the famous Aloha V'omar of Yudam Hashmua lo yomed b'tfilu v'niska she'espala al posik v'afilu b'yemtza bracha Eini V'omar of Nachman ki avinim b'rabba baravua bo'on minei hani b'nei b'rav The Tau Umatri the Chol B'Shabbos Ma'u Sheigmur V'Malon Gomrin Kolos Abroch. So you shouldn't be posted. Apparently, you started the bracha, you should finish the bracha. So your mother says, "No, Hachi Ashla, Hasam Gaver Bracha Yuvahu Rabban Hudlo Atrichu Mishum Kol Shabbos Aval Hachal Hatzola." Right? What does that mean? It means really that in the first case, he was mispalavered. It says putter. So that's why, even though he started the bracha, he's mafsik right away. But over here, really, he's chayavin yudches. But the chachamim were not matriachim. Right? Mm-hmm. So if he starts Yudches, so he has to continue with the bracha because it's a kiyum Yudches. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Even though he's not going to really do Yudches.
Even though what?
He's just going to finish that bracha though. No, he's not going to do the whole...
That's correct, but in other words, the Kedushas Hayom is B'mokum Yudches. A Rabban Lo Atrichu. What does it mean Rabban Lo Atrichu, by the way? What does it mean, Rabban Lo Atrichu?
It's long. It doesn't.
Well, isn't it because it's...
It doesn't mesh with the nature of the day.
It doesn't mesh.
With the nature of the day.
It's not Lo Atrichu.
The nature of the day.
I thought it's like Bakashi, you can't be Makish on...
That's what I thought.
So you're Tirecho, you know, you want to be
Makish. It shouldn't be Makish, Bakashi, so it shouldn't be Lo Atrichu, it should be
Makish.
Right, yeah. Right, yeah.
It's not Lo
Atrichu. Isn't that why you say the Chonatana in the first bracha or something?
Why? Because
the first bracha shachol or something? Is that one of those words?
Right.
Should be shol tzracha.
Also the shol tzracha.
Right.
Who is like they wanted to reduce the size of the tefillah? Isn't it Tofus?
That's what
they
wanted
to reduce the size of the tefillah.
Give you a break.
That's what it sounds like.
That's what it sounds like.
But isn't Tofus bracha?
We appreciate that.
You can be involved.
Exactly.
What?
In other words, really, what should they have done on Shabbos? They should have kept the Yudches, and the Yudches would act as a tofes bracha for the Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos.
Right.
Right.
Maybe they'd add it anyway, like a Eliyahu.
What?
You need to add it in.
He added it in, right? He added it in, and tofes bracha is okay to say on Shabbos, even if it's Shal Tzrachov. So really, they should have kept the Tofes Bracha and they added in Shabbos, but they didn't want to be Matriachim because of Kavod HaShabbos. What does it mean, Kavod HaShabbos? It means it's not a Kavod HaShabbos to have to be Matriach a guy to say a whole long Tofes for a Shabbos. So therefore, they convert it, you know what I mean? In other words, it's not Kavod HaShabbos to be Matriach a guy to say a whole long Tofes in order to have the Yom HaShabbos. It makes the Yom HaShabbos secondary.
Intrinsically, there's no need for the Yudchat for those brachos? It's just saying you just have them as a tofes?
Yeah.
You don't need them because it's trachos, but you're saying
no.
it would be an eser.
On the contrary, you're not supposed to show tzrachos.
Right. But it's not also because it could be a tofes. So
right.
Saying, but
right, it could be a tofes and function as tofes for Birkas Shabbos. But Lo Atrichu, because of Kavod HaShabbos, because it wouldn't be Kavod HaShabbos.
Right.
To be Matriach again along, right? So what did they do? So they gave the Shabbos, the Kedushas Hayom, a din of Yud Ches per se. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, if he's maschil with one of the brachas of Yud Ches, he finishes it. Because the Yom, the Kedushas Hayom is b'makom Yud Ches. Okay? I think this Gemara is important as a forerunner to understand the machlekes in Rosh Hashanah.
Why does it explain why he finishes the bracha?
What?
Why does that explain why he finishes the bracha if he starts it? Because the Kedushas Hayom is b'makom Yud Ches.
Yeah, there's b'makom Yud Ches, so it's chas, and the bracha is chas.
Why should they put it b'makom Yud Ches?
Because now you don't have Yud Ches anymore.
Yeah.
So you don't have Yud Ches anymore. So saying you need Yud Ches. So they made the Shabbos, they gave the Shabbos the kiyum of Yud Ches. So if you start.
How do you know they didn't just do away with it because of Shabbos?
What's that?
They just did away with the...
If they did away with it, then
you have to stop right in the middle of that problem.
Exactly.
That's the Raya.
That's why most of you...
I see.
In what way...
I think it's not covered Shabbos because if they would have used the ordinary rules, so then they would have had to introduce the Yud Ches in order to have a Tofes Shmonas, right?
Right.
In order to put Shabbos in there somewhere.
No.
Right?
Really, I want Shabbos.
Right.
In order to get Shabbos, I have to go through this whole thing.
That's right. So it's not covered for Shabbos.
Psychologically, a person doesn't like that. That's bothersome to do that.
Right.
So there's no person would resent Shabbos.
Yeah, in other words, well, it's also not a cover for Shabbos because it's making it insignificant.
So then, shouldn't it not express it as lo atrichu? I mean, it's true that it's lo atrichu, but the more outstanding reason it's not cover for Shabbos, that seems to be more pronounced.
That's the lo atrichu, because if the guy has to go through a whole tircha of all those brachas in order to get to Shabbos.
I'm not saying that it's not lo atrichu, but it seems to be the more significant reason that it's not cover for Shabbos. Atrichu is just that the person has to be matriach, but not cover for Shabbos is a. Bizu Shabbos is a greater concern than the tircha of the guy.
It doesn't mean that. It's just saying lo atrichu. They want matriachim to say the whole Shemon Esrei because of Bizu Shabbos. In other words, that's also part of the Bizu, that you matriach to say all those things just for Shabbos. So Shabbos becomes an insignificant part of your expenditure of energy.
I'm not saying that what you're saying is wrong, but I'm just saying that it seems to pale by significance of the concern of Bizu Shabbos per se.
No, it doesn't. It's the same thing. It's saying that if you matriach, that the guy's energy is being spent on chol, essentially.
Right.
Not on Shabbos. So that's a Bizu for the Shabbos.
Oh, I see what you're saying now. So it's not, I see. The fact that he's going to be matriach,
mm-hmm.
That itself is the bezel.
That itself is the bezel. Okay, so what does that have to do with here?
That's a nice idea.
See, you don't mean that's a tircha. You mean matriach and the fact that he has to go through this extensive amira before he gets to the end.
That's correct.
But in Musaf, it's not the case, though.
In Musaf?
Not the case. And our Gemara is talking about Musaf, no?
Our Gemara is talking about Musaf. Right, Musaf is not the case.
That's because it's not Rachman.
Yeah, it's not Rachman.
That's why you don't do Tashlumin.
That's right.
Separate thing. It has no place there.
You mean the Brach has no place?
Right, Atochane has no place in it.
No,
but what does Gemara say? But Gemara's concern over is where you should put it.
Right.
So, what does Gemara? Gemara says that in general, it's either the fourth
mm-hmm.
or the central.
Right.
You mean the fourth is the fourth from Musaf, right?
Mm-hmm.
It means because it's
places
adjacent to Shabbat.
Right.
It's adjacent to Shabbat.
Right.
Okay. So
what's the answer?
Yeah, what's the answer?
A certain highlight.
Hmm?
It's a highlight.
You could say the same thing about the first.
I mean, it's really
the
Shabbat.
It's the
first
center.
I know.
It's
really
the first
tefillah is
the
bakasha,
like
the tefillah in the middle, but just the prerequisite for it is that you need a Shabbat beforehand and then the Hodah afterwards.
Okay, so therefore.
So having it in the middle of the whole Shemoneh Esrei really highlights that this is the ikkar of the whole tefillah.
Why is it so mishuba?
We should like
her. The learner of Mupnam. But anyways, what? And also, like you see, when a chacham goes in the street, so he's bamtza, goes bamtza.
Yeah, but what's the emtza? Isn't it zikara?
The emtza is the zikara.
That's the key. That's the key of the zikara. Right, that's the essential key.
Is
the
Zikaro
of Hashem?
Right,
the
Gemara
doesn't say that. Rashi doesn't mention
that. But that's what it means by the absent baby.
That's just
Zikaro. That's a Chronos.
Nobody says, just like Kedushas Hayom is always Be'emtza.
Right.
So here too, it's Be'emtza.
Because Kedushas Hayom, he says.
He's basing on Kedushas Hayom.
Right.
Well, that's
right. Yeah, so you guys are saying, you're saying the same thing, basically.
That he's had time to say,
yeah, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
That the, in other words, that the question is that the Kedushas Hayom has to have the main Chashivas. So how does it attain its status of Chashivas? Is it because it's the first one that you encounter right after Shevach? Or is it because it's Amtoi? Because Amtoi also has a kiyum of as a key of being Meshuva. Okay?
Mark, you were saying that means in terms
what
of
the
scripture.
It's
a
hard
one.
It's a very hard one.
Can I try to say it a little better? There?
That's
maybe there's a, actually have the prominence, right? So there's prominence in the Gavra and Spal, that he
that's
does it
mark.
First. Or there's prominence in
the
Chafzo as
the
entity, the Seder of the Tefillah as an entity,
right.
So it's in the Emsa. So when you have a chavtza, so the center is
fine.
That's
what
Mark
is trying to define.
Right.
Isn't emtza also a different thing? I mean, emtza is I think shows a
really... In terms of the government's bowel,
prominence
sort
right
of
away.
The first thing is
right.
The
right
way.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
But in terms of the structure, the uniform structure, so emtza is the...
I
like that. So is it the maisa tefila or the chavtza shel tefila? That's your... That's good. That's Mark. That's good.
You
had a different svar.
What?
You had a different svar.
Not really.
Oh.
That the emtza, that why is Kedushas Hayom be'emtza? Because it's mitzaref, the shevach and the hodoya.
Right, exactly. Right, it's places relative to both.
It's a mitzaref.
It's a mitzaref.
It's a mitzaref. You need to be mitzaref, the shevach and the hodoya. So be'emtza is a mitzaref. But what would the other shita hold?
What do you mean mitzaref? They're not mitzaref because they're part of one tefillah.
In other words, that what makes it one tefillah is the fact that it's that you mitzaref the kedushas hayom. That the kedushas hayom is mitzaref, the shevach and the hodoya makes it into one tefillah, because there really is no yud ches here. As a matter of fact, you're right, it's not Yud Ches at August, it's Musaf. So you need to be Mitzaref, the Cheftza Shel Kedushas Hayom, the Cheftza Shel Kedushas Hayom to make it into a Tefillah. You have to Mitzaref it to be Shevach and the Hodoya. So how are you Mitzaref? Emtza's Mitzaref.
How's it Mitzaref?
What do you mean?
You mean
it's putting it in the middle, how is that mitzaref?
Because the emtza is
the
ikar, the emtza, it's equidistant from the, it's the central focus.
Between the front and the back, that's...
But how does the function to be mitzaref at the beginning and the end? Just because it's in the middle, you can't put anything in the middle and make it Mitzrayim somehow has to be Mitzrayim for them, right?
You're saying it's Mitzrayim for them, or it has to be Mitzrayim for
them? Each one relates to it,
because
it's the middle. It's
right.
The middle. Well, you know what a middle child gets messed up? The eldest and the youngest all relate to him in a different way.
It seems you're putting a random thing in. Like, is it related to them in a way that it joins them together? Like, it's not anything in the middle of two things is necessarily Mitzrayim for the two things, only if it actually somehow is conceptual Mitzrayim for them.
Wasn't the fact that you're kind of artificially putting it here? It's not already part of a series and it just happens to be.
No, you already have Machas and Hans and Shofros.
You're specifically putting it somewhere.
See, the Kedusha Sayyom is what makes the Tefillah into a Tefillah.
Right.
Right? Like it always does. It's not the Malchus and the Shofros. It's the Chronos and Shofros. It's the Kedusha Sayyom that makes it into a Tefillah, like it always does.
Well, that's what Mitzvah has to do. It has to express the Kedusha Sayyom. That's what it is.
Right. That's the central idea of the Tefillah. Because you see, you only have Malchus kind of surface in Musaf, but you have Tefillah all the time. But in Musaf, so the Kiddush HaSayyam is what renders it a Tefillah. So how does it we don't have Yud Ches here, right? So how does it render it a Tefillah? Because since it's the central focus, so the Shevach and the Hodoya are focused on the center. In other words, the center is the focus.
It has its own identity, it's not the front, it's
yes,
not
correct.
The back.
Correct. The center has its own focus. A centerpiece. It has its own focus. So since it has a special focus, so that's the method through which the tefillah emerges.
Right.
Okay? Because it's not Yud Ches.
And the other man says, B'chol Makom Revius.
That what?
That really it follows the structure the way the Chachamim will misake the Kedusha Sayyam, and they will misake it immediately after Shevach or Revius. That's the nature of how they will Chachamim misake the Tefillas Musaf, that the Kedusha Sayyam follows the Shevach.
Or
the
Maisa.
The structure of the Tefillah, right?
And the Maisa Tefillah, it gives the significance.
Well,
but how does the tefillah emerge then?
I don't know.
How do they? Yeah.
It's a different.
No, I don't. I'm not saying that. I'm saying it's because.
So, or is it the chefetz shel tefillah?
Right. Show prominence and all.
It's smoother.
The old categories.
No,
it's smoother.
Two ways to show prominence.
So it's like psychological. Problems?
What do you want? You just want to show chashivas?
Yeah. No. I mean, two ways to show chavir. Two ways to show chashivas.
It's more chashiv than
machshavas. Which way do they choose to find it?
Chashivas.
I don't know
what
one said.
I think it was trying to say that the emsa is what is more choshev. It is the main focus, right?
And that's why the chachamim always, you know, set it up like that. Or is it really because the chachamim always put it right immediately right after shevach?
In other words, since it's mitzuruf to shevach, that gives it the din ikar. Because it's mitzuruf to the Shevach. That as soon as you say the Shevach, you immediately mitzarif the Kedusha Sayyam.
Right. And the center was an accident all year. It just happened to have been all year what happened to be in the center. But it was really
that's just an accident.
Right. The essential thing is it's right after the Shevach.
It's right after the Shevach.